Southern California's Coast 103.5 with Waking Up the Beatles right around the corner. It is 7:18. We are going to Vegas to see Cher. Would you like to join us? Then you need to know what the Vegas song of the day is. It's Pretty Woman from Roy Orbison.
Pretty woman walking down the street.
A classic from the 60s and from the film, and I'm trying to think of the connection with Vegas. Pretty Women, Vegas, movie.
Cher, Pretty Woman.
Pretty Women. Oh, is that what you're thinking? Okay, I wasn't going there. I saw Julia Roberts and Richard Gere in that movie, and I'm thinking, Vegas? Really? Pretty Woman. Nice. Well, that's the song you want to be listening for. We'll play it with Bryman Simmons this afternoon at 5 o'clock after your Tuesday is done. Kids back from school. When you hear Pretty Woman in the 5 o'clock hour with Brian on your way home, be caller 20 on our coastlines, and you'll win a one-night stay at Caesar's Palace. Tickets to see Cher on September 20th. There it is. Passes to our pre-party in the Coast 103 penthouse suite. Details are online at KOST1035.com. Keyword Caesar's, presented by Simon G. Jewelry. And that is what's happening. We're looking forward to going back. Got a couple more trips to do. We're not letting this summer go yet. No, not by a long shot. 7:19, I'm Mark Wallengren on the Mark and Kristen Show. We've got a traffic update with Mike Nolan coming up next.
Hey guys, Dan Patrick, the only place to play Sports Watch Football.
103. I'm Mike Nolan in the Coast 103 Traffic Center.
In this economy, many people are struggling.
.com.
It's the Mark and Kristen Show with Waking Up with the Beatles next. A beautiful love song from John Lennon as Beatles rock band hits stores tomorrow in the new catalog. Hey, you can win one coming up later this morning on the morning show here. Next, it is our Hollywood Roundup. You didn't think that laying Michael Jackson would end any kind of controversy. Well, we've got a couple of interesting stories. Family not too happy. We'll tell you why in the roundup next. First, it's a hot take on me on Coast 103.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Waking Up to the Beatles.
They're great.
Love it, love it, love
They're
it.
They're the best band ever.
The Beatles.
Waking Up to the Beatles.
Waking Up to the Beatles with Mark and Kristen on Coast 103.5. Is there a
Coast 103.5, Waking Up with the Beatles, brought to you by the Beatles Rock Band. Pick it up tomorrow. Blockbuster locations. Yay! It does kind of, you know, stereo has been around forever. FM radio actually was founded maybe even before AM, if my radio history serves me right. And they were doing stereo separation stuff back in the 40s, definitely the 50s, yet because of AM radio. George Martin and EMI mixed everything and mixed it all specially for mono. And so when the Beatles came out, a lot of times if you heard stereo, kind of like that song, they kind of would divide the instruments left and right. I'm very curious with the digitized versions being released tomorrow, whether or not they get the stereo right. That's really what I hope for. I don't care about George Martin's mix, and I know a lot of Beatle phobes, you know, are all into that, but I would just love to hear some depth and some breath in the songs. Now, for you guys who really do like the old school stuff, which would be you old people, then there is the mono mix that they're putting out. Now, I had read that they only were making 10,000 copies of the sets where the mono mixes, because there was only really of the 12 or 13 albums, whatever they are, there were only three of them that were really in stereo. The rest of them were meant to be mono. So I guess those things might increase in value, and it all just, I mean, it's a huge week. It's the Beatles rock band, and the whole thing comes out tomorrow. I know what I want from Santa Claus.
Hint, hint.
All right, let's get to our top story in Mark and Kristen's Hollywood Roundup. Michael Jackson finally laid to rest Thursday. He was interned in the Grand Mausoleum, Forest Lawn Memorial Park. You know that. About 200 family members and close friends there. Yet, the controversy continues. Randy Jackson, Michael's youngest brother. Dog, yo dog. Not that one. released a statement about how the family was disappointed by the intrusive media presence, and they want all unapproved footage pulled from all media outlets. Oh, why? Well, because, if I'm not mistaken, the Jacksons are being paid by A&E for an upcoming special and the reception filmed there, and for a later DVD release if the footage gets out and they're not collecting bone from it. You know what I'm saying. Even as this guy lives in that crypt, they're still looking for money around him.
Seriously.